Hey there, and welcome back, or welcome to the K is for Kindness podcast. Wow, guys, it has been a hot minute since I have gotten on here to talk to you, and I considered, throwing a disclaimer on social media, explaining myself, and then I had to take a step back and realize that we don't need to explain ourselves for rest and recovery, and that is exactly what I was doing. I had some craziness going on in my life, and I really just needed to get my shit together, and I am back, and I am better than ever, and I've got some big things coming for this podcast. We're going to have music soon, so I'm super pumped about that. And I'm hoping to get some guests on here, so stay tuned for those upcoming things. And I figured we would do, with this episode, a good old-fashioned advice. And today's advice is going to be on how to not care about what others think about you. And some of you may be thinking, actually, Kaylee, you know what? I already don't care what people think about me. I do whatever I want, whenever I want. And, if that's you, I'm clapping for you. I would love to be in that place. You keep doing you, boo. But I'm going to speak on the behalf of those like myself who do have times where either it's subconscious or consciously thinking about what other people think about us. And it's time to break free from that, right? Because quite frankly, and also, the most important thing to remember is that people are going to judge you no matter what you do. And you might be thinking to yourself, Kaylee, well, how can they judge you about something if you don't go through and actually do it? People who are judgmental people will find a way to judge you no matter what. So say you don't go and start that, blog or that YouTube channel that you've been wanting to start for so long. They won't have a reason to judge you for that, but they still have a reason to judge you in other ways. So my point is that if you are always going to be scared of how other people see you, you're never going to actually be able to do the things that you really want to do in life. When I first started thinking about making this podcast, I was so scared that other people were going to think that I was too much of an amateur, that my sound quality was bad, and what I had to say wasn't important. And then I sat down with myself and said, you know what? I really want to do this. I love listening to people who talk about this kind of stuff, and I feel like I have some really good things to say, and this is going to make me happy. And if I can help at least one person along the way, that's great too. So if you are really excited to start a new project or join a new group or just be a part of something that you've never been a part before, and the one thing that is holding you back is the opinions of other people, just remember that if you do that thing, you're going to be happy and they're still going to be the unhappy person, right? People are who judge aren't happy people, and I don't like that for you, and I don't like that for them either. There's a quote that I often turn to when I'm thinking about trying something that I know other people might judge me for, and I'm not sure who said it, but the quote is, "Your life isn't yours if you always care what others think." And if you are doing everything for other people, and I mean, there are still times that we seek validation from others, and that's completely normal, right? Like, it's not a secret. We all do it, and it's not a terrible thing, and I'm not saying that if you post on social media a selfie that you care so much about what other people think of you. No, like, post that selfie. I do, and I love sharing my smiling face, and you should too. I'm saying is that when the opinion of other people stops us from making these big moves that you know that you have considered for so long, and you know in the end will make you so happy, that's when you need to say, screw it, I'm going to do it anyway. Why not kill it at that one thing that you want to do and simply show them that you were able to do it anyway, regardless of their judgment? People that judge you don't want to see you succeed, and not going for that thing that you want to do is allowing them to win. And it's really hard to be vulnerable, right? It can be terrifying to go against the grain and speak out, take a risk, but decide what matters to you. Trust yourself and go for it. We don't grow by always playing it safe. We grow by allowing ourselves to fail. And, failing shouldn't be scary. Failing should just be say, hey, at least I tried it and I have the courage to try again. It's a tough reality when you think about never being able to get everyone to like you, no matter what you do. But it's kind of important to look at the bright side, like no one else can make everyone like them either. And so before I close out, I just want to give you a few small tips that might help you along the way. So one of them is be careful who you ask advice from. If you're going to ask advice from somebody who you know is going to give you back a negative or judgmental response, maybe you shouldn't ask them for that advice. Go to a positive figure in your life who you know is going to give you very uplifting and encouraging feedback. One thing that I really like to do is to ask myself questions like, what is the worst case scenario? For me, when I started this podcast, it was, okay, say this doesn't work out. That's okay. Stop filming podcasts and move on to the next thing, right? There are people who have millions and millions of followers on all social media platforms, and they receive harsh criticism and harsh judgment every single day, but that doesn't stop them from continuing to do what they love to do. So a couple negative people, or, you know, this idea that you have in your head that people are going to judge you, it shouldn't matter, right? So just go ahead and do that thing that you want to do. Go for it and kill it. And if you need a cheerleader to cheer you on, I will be that person for you. So get out there and go for it. The only person that's stopping you is you. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving this week's episode a listen. If you enjoyed it, please go give that follow button a click down below and take a look at my Instagram page at K_forkindness.